The deer's animal soup.
For this single mother and her three school-aged children, home is a 2007 Dodge minivan.
I'm just homeless in the car. Just sleeping in the car with the kids.
That's Waya. She goes by her ancestral Cherokee name. Waya and her kids have been sleeping in the van for about a month after they fled an abusive family situation in Fayetteville. Like many homeless people, they struggled to find a safe place to park where they wouldn't get harassed or shooed away.
I was parking at like rest stops, and I had this app where it showed me where I could park that was for free, where they didn't really mind it, like at Cracker Barrel or other places like that. It was kind of dangerous because nobody really know, but it was dangerous.
So Wyatt and her kids made their way here to what Greensboro is calling a safe parking site. It's a free downtown lot for people living in their cars, but unlike a rest stop, it has a security guard. And it's directly behind the Interactive Resource Center, where anyone can shower, do laundry, and even meet with a caseworker.
I feel like it's more safe here. They have cameras here, and I can sit here all day if I need to, if I don't have anywhere to go.
Waya's minivan was among about half a dozen cars parked here on a Thursday afternoon, with some people using tarps and clothing to cover their windows and block out the cold weather. This lot is the first of its kind in North Carolina, and only the second on the East Coast after Atlanta. But nationwide, there are now more than 50, mostly in California and Washington, according to the National Vehicle Residency Collective. The collective advocates for people living in their cars, and one of its founders is Graham Pruss.
There's growing awareness, not only that this population exists, that their numbers appear to be increasing, but also that there's really not a lot of spaces for people who are living in vehicles in the existing systems.
That's why the city of Greensboro spent about $180,000 last year to pilot the safe parking lot. Christina Singleton, who runs the Interactive Resource Center, said homelessness increased during the pandemic, and it hasn't gone down.
Folks are living in their cars. They don't have somewhere safe to go. They're getting woken up in the middle of the night and asked by police or security to move along. So for safe parking, we have a spot that's well lit with security, a place to use the bathroom and a shower, and build that community so that folks can be together in one spot.
The city opened up the lot about a year ago, and Singleton says it's had some successes. Larry Logan parked here for a month and said having a free place to live helped him save up for an apartment.
I was here and I stayed in my car and I slept, and then I was able to save money and go get my own place. And so I'm back today to get my mail.
Still, parking lots like this have not escaped criticism. Some Greensboro City Council members have opposed funding for what they call Band-Aid solutions for homelessness, rather than finding more permanent fixes. And Waya, the mother living in her Dodge minivan, says while the parking lot is helpful, she needs more.
It's hard on me to make it work for these kids when I have no resources, no help. So I just wish there was more help for mothers and kids.
Singleton said the resource center is working on what she called permanent supportive housing. But in the meantime, she says this parking lot is a lifeline for vulnerable people who don't have any other options. In Greensboro, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
All right, everybody take a deep breath. Let's do this.
Contra dancing has been part of America almost since the nation was founded. It's similar to square dancing, except the couples are arranged in long lines. More than 200 contra dance groups around the country twirl and do-si-do to traditional and more modern music. The monthly dances at the Carrboro Century Center not only feature 70s pop classics, but also another break with tradition.
We have transitioned to gender-free calling at this particular dance, and so a couple is going to be made up of a lark and a raven.
That's caller Emily Rush, and she's referring to couples as larks and ravens, rather than ladies and gents.
Raven, turn by the right, find your partner and swing.
Gender neutrality is a trend as contra dancing has spread beyond its country roots to bigger cities, suburbs, and college towns like Carrboro. One recent survey found more than 100 non-gender dance groups across the nation. Rita Bennett Chu is the president of the group that hosted the Carrboro event.
I really dig like callers being creative, callers being inclusive. And as an organizer, I think the number one thing that's important is to make everybody feel welcome.
5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah.
I probably won't come to a dance unless I know for sure that the caller is doing non-gendered calling.
That's Beck Muffleman, who's non-binary.
Not really wanting to be labeled either gent or lady, hearing that repetition over was just kind of like nails on a chalkboard.
But why larks and ravens? They're distinct enough to be understood over music, and they start with L and R to correspond to the partners on the left and the right. Some callers use robins instead because ravens are culturally significant to North American indigenous groups. Country dance historian David Millstone says these words have been a major transition away from contra dancing's original roots.
Contra dancing historically stems from English country dance, which is a very gendered form of dance, typically men and women lining up as couples to dance in long lines.
Millstone says a big reason people dance is to meet romantic partners. So it's not surprising gender roles have changed in contra dancing as they've changed in society. Still, he says it's not easy for everyone to accept.
The argument that it's more inclusive doesn't ring completely true because it does tend to exclude some older dancers, people who are accustomed to one role and one set of terminology.
With your neighbor, do-si-do.
Back in Carrboro, Mark Rosso has been contra dancing for more than 20 years and says non-gender terms have pros and cons.
I'm an experienced dancer and I sometimes have to pause like, am I a lark? Am I a raven? And it takes me a while even though I'm experienced. So I enjoy it when I don't have to make that extra effort. But I do appreciate a wider variety of people here.
But as the music blared across the hardwood floor, Rosso and most of the other dancers were focused on trying to keep up with the caller and have a good time, not on what they and their partners were called. In Carrboro, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.